This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that employment fairs have become a medium for fulfilling the dreams of the youth of the country. The Prime Minister said this in a video message at the 17th National Rozgar Mela in New Delhi.
This time, Roshni ka tyohar, Diwali, aap sabke jeevan mein nayi roshni lekar aaya hai. Utsavon ke beech pakki nokri ke liye niyukti patra milna, yani utsavon ka ullas aur सफलता की डबल खुशी ये खुशी आज देश के 51,000 से अधिक युवाओं को मिली है.
During the event, appointment letters are being distributed to more than 51,000 newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations under the Rozgar Mela initiative. Mr. Modi said through these employment fairs alone, more than 11 lakh appointment letters have been given to young people in the past some time. The Prime Minister also launched the Vikasit Bharat Yojana in the country, which aims to provide jobs to 3.5 crore youth. Campaigning for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections has intensified. NDA's star campaigners are holding rallies across the state in support of their candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address election rallies today in Samastipur and Begusarai. The Grand Alliance's chief ministerial candidate and RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will also launch his election campaign from today. More from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch his election campaign for the Bihar Assembly elections today from the Dudhpura airfield ground in Samastipur district. This will be his first rally after the announcement of the Assembly elections. Janata Dal United, National President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will also take part in the election campaign. The Grand Alliance Chief Ministerial Candidate and RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will also launch his election campaign from today. He will address several rallies in Vaisali, Saharsa, Darbhanga, Muzaffarpur and Samastipur. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In Andhra Pradesh, more than 20 passengers were killed and several others injured when a private sleeper bus travelling from Hyderabad to Bengaluru caught fire after colliding with a motorcycle in Karnool district early today. The accident occurred near Chinnatekuru village in Kallur Mandal. Officials said the motorcycle was dragged under the bus, triggering a blaze that caused the fuel tank to explode. The fire spread rapidly, trapping passengers inside as the door jammed due to a short circuit. Only a few escaped through the emergency exit with injuries. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the accident. The Prime Minister also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each to the next of kin of the deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu expressed deep anguish over the tragedy and directed officials to provide the best possible care for the injured. The Karnool District Administration has set up multiple control rooms to assist families and coordinate relief efforts. Home Minister Amit Shah has extended his greetings to the personnel of the Indo-Tibetan Border Police on their raising day. In a social media post, Mr. Shah hailed the Himveers for their courage and commitment in securing the nation across merciless terrains and unforgiving climates. India completed a dominant Kabaddi double at the 2025 Asian Youth Games at Bahrain with both under-18 teams, winning gold while remaining unbeaten. The girls' team crushed Iran 75-21 in the final, the largest victory margin in a Youth Games Kabaddi final since 2013. Raider Neha Patel scored 28 points, while defender Riya Singh led a strong defence as India finished the tournament with 312 points scored and just 89 conceded across five matches. The boys' team edged Iran 35-32 in a tense final, holding their nerve in the closing minutes to secure the title. The clean sweep at Isar Sports City in Rifa reaffirmed India's status as Asia's youth Kabaddi powerhouse and boosted the nation's medal tally at the Games. And with that, we end this news bulletin.